back to Mike.
Okay. Why don't we go ahead and get started?
All right.
So let's see. We did the roll call already, and I assume that there's nobody else on besides Ken, Mike, Peter, and Todd. And let's see. We'll skip the most critical task at hand because I think we're addressing it in the next item. So let's see. So the first item here is basically the status of the sandbox, dev box, and the SOCOP. And Peter, do you have the latest on those?
Okay. If we go to, let me see, there was an item we don't have an item there. Essentially, we now have, the intent is to run two boxes, one at the, two boxes which are pretty much the same hardware, at least the same, architecturally the same hardware, one at the data center at one at my home office. Unfortunately, I was totally overwhelmed by the ontology summit, so I still have not configured fully the Wittgenstein box, which is supposed to be relocated to the data center. Although we have run tests to make sure the replication of the image actually worked very well. So as you can see, we now have two images on the same, the older box, the Cantor box. So we have OR03 and OR04 running, and they are exactly the same.
Cantor, is it your, is Cantor at the data center or is that the home office?
Cantor is at the home, nothing is at the data center now.
Okay.
So I'm supposed to bring up Wittgenstein both at the home office first, make sure everything works, and then I will carry one of the boxes over to the data center. Wittgenstein would be a better box to take over to the data center because it has like 32 gigs of RAM and a larger storage, so which makes it more reasonable to run production. But anyhow, if you want to do things on 04, nothing is on, there is no sort of prescribed use for 04 except for testing the replication of the VM image.
Okay.
So if you want to put SOCOP there and customize, then when Wittgenstein is up, we could sort of copy that image over, which is sort of minutes work.
Okay. Was it 04 that you planned to use for SOCOP?
As I said, they are all replications of each other, so we could designate any one of them to.
I was just trying to remember from previous telecoms what we had decided.
We've decided to make one SOCOP instance, but anyone could do. We didn't specify which number. Already made 04 into it, then 04 will be SOCOP.
That would be fine with me. So.
Okay. Yeah.
Do you want to add the DNS redirection for OR dot, for SOCOP.OR.NET?
If I do it now, then when I move it to, when I move that to the data center, we'll have to sort of disrupt the service for a little bit, maybe a couple of days.
You can set DNS
to propagate.
Set the TTL to be like, normally I set the TTL to be like an hour in the DNS.
But it's still propagation. I mean, I can shorten the TTL, but then you don't always come to my DNS to find out where things are.
Right, although I think the proxies are supposed to honor the TTL as well.
Okay.
So, I think it would probably be good just to avoid anybody confusing themselves and to kind of get it established.
Okay. All right.
So, or,
Okay. No problem. And also, once we start that, we'll start to customize too.
Right, so, yeah, I figure I'll change the name, obviously, to be the SoCal.
Right, which means things start to branch. So.
Well, at least in terms of configuration, yeah.
Yeah, so maybe, I mean, we should go through this meeting and talk about which are sort of global customization, and we do those as much as we can before we start branching. Otherwise, we'll have to do the customizations over and over again on more than one instance.
Right. So one thing I'd like to try with one of these instances is the replication from the server that I have up to the up to this new instance. So to try uploading the ontologies that Gary had already uploaded and I had already uploaded.
Okay. So I can do it. Since you are managing the SoCal instance, so just give me. I mean, if you say go ahead, then maybe right after the meeting, I can set up the DNS.
That sounds great.
To call it SoCal. So for the time being, we'll use O4 as SoCal then.
Okay.
Let me document that.
Sounds good.
OR04, give me a moment. It's up.
And I assume that since the images were cloned, I should be able to log into that machine as well.
I beg your pardon?
I should be able to log in to SSH into that machine as well.
Yes, you should be able to do everything on 04 that you were able to do on 03.
Okay.
Can too. And if you guys find things differently, behaving differently, then please yell.
Okay.
So for single person usages, being at my home office and at the colo probably wouldn't make a lot of difference. Even at the home office, I have like T1 type speeds at the least. So better than T1 speed. Of course, at the colo, I've got 100 megabits per second into the backbone.
Right. Yeah, the big thing for us coming up, for SoCal coming up, is the PI meeting, which is the 25th through the 27th.
Oh, then you better work on it, yes.
Yeah. We've got time, but that's the...
Yeah, I think then the I don't think the speed will matter very much.
Right. Okay.
Okay.
So one thing I noticed is that we still have the little buttons or icons up or well something up at the top for things like the Twitter and Facebook buttons.
Right. I mean, there's several minor things. Do we want to talk about it now?
That would be fine with me. That would be fine with me.
I believe I documented everything either on emails or at the last meeting.
Okay.
Yeah. Let me save this first. So if you refresh and look under 3107, purple number 3107, make sure. We understand each other correctly.
Yes, that looks good.
So
you might mention it with a short TTL initially.
How short?
I would probably do like an hour.
1 hour.
Yeah. So I guess it's in. It's normally specified in seconds, right? So I guess 3600.
Yeah, when I relocate and bring down SoCal from now on, I'll definitely let you know beforehand.
Okay.
I just refresh again. If you look, refresh and look below 3107, make sure the last.
Yeah, that looks great.
All right. So maybe if we all go to that instance, the OR03 instance. And look and comment. Let me put the link on there.
One quick comment is it might make sense to call it OOR sandbox implementation site.
What, to try again?
It might make sense to rename the site as OOR sandbox rather than just box implementation site.
Right. I mean, all the language. I actually did make a comment before. The language don't read very well.
Yeah.
Now,
yeah.
And Ken, I remember the last time we spoke, we were hoping you would sort of parse all the language and see what we can do to improve. Not just that first line, but also, let's say, at the help page. I mean, if you click on like release note page, I mean the language just don't read properly. Are you there, Ken?
Yeah, I'm here.
Oh, yeah.
I'm looking for it right now. I have to see where I got it.
Okay, let's document issue customization.
So maybe the place to do that is on the customization page.
Yeah, further customizations on OR03. I just put the title on the chat, so let's include things again. So also if you refresh, I added a link to OR03 under 3107. To make it easy.
Oh, okay.
So the first thing is icons for first thing is the language needs improvement. Customized languages, not language, customized pros need to be reviewed. Improved.
Yeah, I think some of it might be adjusting the name strings a little bit.
Exactly, yeah.
And it would be good if we didn't have to update the text on the pages any more than necessary.
Yeah.
So it looks like we don't have the latest, or maybe we do we have the latest logo in on these sites?
No. Yeah, latest logo not yet in. And then this, what is this, Facebook and something else, Twitter and Facebook. So at one point I did ask a question, who can set those up? I don't have a Twitter account nor a Facebook account and I don't know these things. Who is familiar enough, I mean, to set us up for account? Set up.
Yes, do we want them for OOR?
Or do we want to defeat? Disable all those. Yeah, good.
I mean, it's not hard to set them up. I'm not sure how much they would actually be used.
Opinion?
Questionable of the value.
I think we definitely don't want to use the buyer portal ones, but.
Okay, then maybe we'll try to disable them and hide those extraneous strings then?
I think so. I mean, kind of the ideal thing would be if the template, if they aren't copyrighted in the templates, they wouldn't show up. So it would be through the, what's the thing called, the config.rb or whatever.
Do you with this customization or do you prefer Ken to do it?
If Ken's able to, that would be great.
I should be able to. I mean, I have all of the necessary material.
Ken? Who is going to do the logo, latest logo?
I know where to put the logo, too. So.
Did you do the logo before?
I have the images, image files, so I just have to put them in the appropriate places.
Right. So, yeah, then you do it this way. Well, you know the one that is not does not have a gradient background. Yeah, what's his name? Ali sent that to us right before he left for the holidays.
Right, I have it right here. Right. Yeah, it has no gradient.
Okay, what else? Thanks for updating the categories. They look great.
Good, thank you.
Anything else? This is sort of global customization.
Just maybe one little thing. I noticed that there is on the help menu, there's a how to cite buyer portal, and I'm wondering if you might want to add a how to cite OOR.
Where?
If you go to the help menu at the bottom. Click on help and then look at the bottom of the page.
Where is help?
Oh, it's in the upper right-hand corner on the screen.
At the front page?
Yeah.
Okay, yes.
Yeah, I got it.
All right. Oh, the help is the same as the release note page then. Yeah, the language needs to improve on that page too.
Okay.
Yeah. Can you document that on the chat?
Yes.
Please. While I document the fact that Mike has customized. So now we're talking about having to customize twice. What a drag.
Yeah.
How much longer can you hold your breath about SOCOP?
It would probably be good to get going tomorrow.
Tomorrow.
Yeah. I have a feeling it'll probably be easier to apply the changes twice rather than be cloning.
Then wait. Okay.
But I don't.
Yeah.
Know.
Yeah, because tomorrow, I mean, unless you say end of day tomorrow, because tomorrow is Ontology Summit launch and
right.
All my energies are sort of drained by that fact.
So
don't worry. Let's customize twice then.
I think
so. So I'll just do the DNS right after this meeting.
So the other thing I was saying was whether we should add a how to cite buyer portal.
Uh-huh.
I mean, equivalent how to cite OOR on that help page.
How to what, Michael?
How to cite. So they have basically a citation for buyer portal.
Oh, cite. I'm sorry.
Right. I'm wondering if we should add a how to cite OOR. And we can either reference the workshop paper from a year and a half ago at ISWC 2010, or we could do the Semtech presentation. I guess maybe the workshop would be a better presentation, a better thing to cite.
Which workshop?
What was I'm trying to remember the name of it. It's not OCAS. It was it was the OREP one, I think. Let me see if I can find it right quick.
Yeah, the latest one was the one we did with what's his name? Ray Ferguson.
Well, there's not a publication there that was there.
No, there was no the publication, the one with the publication probably is Iswick.
Right, I think so. I mean, Semtech would be a possibility, but I think probably the...
Yeah, I think Iswick is probably better than...
Oh, no, it was at ESWC, wasn't it?
ESWC? Was that later than
no, it was Iswick.
The Washington Iswick?
There was one that was more recent, I think, than the Washington is, right?
ESWC is probably more recent, but I guess authoritatively, maybe Eastwick. I don't know. You guys decide.
Okay. I'll just put it out there without a specific suggestion.
So can you take care of those two? We'll let you decide. If you do the work.
Yeah, I'm trying to get that.
So, Mike, what you put down there, would that be for Ken?
Yes, if anything to do with that, that would be great.
Yeah, I can easily fix the citation.
And I would leave the BioPortal one in. I would just add the how to cite OOR so that people can cite.
Leave BioPortal in. And
we should just have one citation. I mean, we could certainly have a bibliography that mentions others.
Well, no, I was going to say how to cite. I would leave the how to cite BioPortal there, but I would also put the how to cite OOR.
But maybe.
Oh, I see what you mean. Yeah, we could do that.
Maybe right. We should do it. Sort of do a relative thing. So point to, let's say, something on the wiki page that we can always modify and have the code, sort of have the hard code point to that page.
It's the same effort to edit each of these pages unless we have the...
Unless you have to five instances and you're updating five times, you're customizing five times.
Well, it would. I think we're still going to basically, you know, I mean, unless BioPortal adds the OOR reference, you know, we'll still have the. You know, I think there should definitely be some reference somewhere here to the OOR homepage.
Yeah, OOR homepage, almost definitely.
And I think having, you know, a standard reference, I mean, this is a little more academically oriented than we are, but I think probably since the BioPortal citation is in there, it would be good to have one for OOR as well.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, it was the ORS 2010 was the what I was thinking of as a possible citation. That was the one at ESWC 2010.
So you want to type that onto the chat?
Yeah. So, Ken, this is where you did the keynote. So was there a publication? Was there a paper in the proceedings as well?
Which one was that?
This was the ORS workshop at ESWC 2010.
Yeah, let me get that.
I'll put the link in the... So we did have one at the Washington Semtech, the Washington ISWC as well, right?
Yeah, Washington Eastwick. I mean, there was a paper and a poster on that one. Ken and Todd did.
Oh, that's right. Yes.
The one at ORS?
Yeah. Was that just a presentation?
That was just a presentation. That was not a. I don't think that was published.
Okay.
I mean, of course, the presentation is publicly available, but it's not a.
Right. Not a publication, so maybe
publication.
The...
I think the ISWIC is better.
Yeah, do the ISWIC.
Right. I just looked it up, so...
What year was it?
That was 2009.
2009?
Yeah. It actually probably would be good to have a page on the OR for publications and presentations.
Yeah.
That would include these.
Would that include links to the Ontolog wiki pages too, Michael?
Well, maybe it should be like external publications and presentations. I don't know that we necessarily.
Okay.
I mean, it could, but it might get overly voluminous to do that.
Mm.
I don't know.
Yeah, I actually keep a list of those, although it's not on a page. We can bring it to a page fairly easily, I guess.
I mean, the other option maybe would be just another section on the homepage.
It's already on the homepage. Let me paste a link. We need is to... Yeah, if you refresh the meeting page... I pasted a couple of links under it's 31KS. So do we want to appoint someone to maintain that page?
It looks like It looks like it's well maintained already. I guess I didn't remember the presentation's public workspace. So.
Try again.
It sounds like things are working pretty well as it was. I hadn't remembered the presentation's workspace. So that's good to have that.
Okay. So. Have you done enough about sandbox, devbox, low-cop instance?
I think that's everything that I had, yeah.
Yeah.
For that. So, does anybody else have any more, should we move on to upcoming events? Why don't we go on to the upcoming events?
Right.
Although I'm not sure any of us are involved with these directly.
Right. It's Michael. I wish Michael was here to reassure us that he's on deck for next Tuesday.
Right.
But now that he's not around, let's move on.
And we don't have a phone number for him in Germany?
We don't. Actually, he's quite accessible. He's very responsive on email. And at least I've emailed. I mean, I'm on email contact with Harold and Sherry and Brian as well. So the date is not news to these people. Mike Bennett was less responsive, and I guess that's why Michael Gruninger sort of said that he's rescheduling Mike Bennett. I think Mike Bennett is still developing that work, whereas Harold and Sherry and Brian have work already done. It's just the opportunity to present something they've already got, which makes it easier.
Okay.
Common Logic IKL, we'll have to wait for Michael. Architecture and API, so you guys.
Oh. What are the available possible dates?
The Tuesday following the 17th, which would be the 24th.
What's happening on the 24th?
24th is good for you guys.
Oh.
You can
not really.
No?
No. Sorry. Mm. 31st is okay with me. What about you, Ken? Or is there something else taking up there, Peter?
Ken?
31st?
January 31.
That looks fine.
Okay, so January, what number can
are we up to 8?
8?
I don't know. I'm going to go back and do a quick check here. I'm running out of fingers and toes.
Just look below that page. 9 or 10 now. We've already had 9 on November 29th.
Okay.
So it'll be number 10. Okay.
Silly question, Peter.
Yeah.
Would this start at 11:30 Eastern Time?
Yes, same time as this call.
Okay, fine. Thank you.
So the 31st. So what do we do on the 24th?
Go swimming?
Too cold.
Cold. Well, obviously, we'll have to go down to the Caribbean, I guess, or somewhere. Well, as I don't have time that day, so there's nothing much I can do.
Mike, what's the SOCOP date again? Are you occupied?
SOCOP is it's later that week. It's the 25th through 27th.
Ah, so one day right after that.
Right.
So, right. So any suggestion among the four of us what we do on the 24th, or we take a break? I can use a break.
I think we could probably do
it. What was it, Mike?
Oh, I think taking a break would be reasonable.
All right. Okay. So no meeting on the 24th. Let me capture that. First. Good. All right. We're through with this item.
Okay. And so the next topic, I guess, was the doing something at a holiday summit 2012.
Right.
So, Peter, I need to refresh my memory. What's the theme, overall theme for this year?
The overall theme is ontology for big systems.
Hmm.
Okay. I think it's very relevant, especially if we want the whole world to, if we want OR to be the go-to place to get an ontology. Then we should sort of get the word out. And I mean, this year we are actually, I mean, if luck comes our way, we will be engaging some very prominent sort of big time players like Oracle, I mean, Raytheon already, who else? Lockheed Martin, maybe. NASA, Apple,
Google?
SAP, probably not Google.
I know.
Yeah. No, I mean, we did have Alvi Guha a few weeks ago, but I don't think he wanted to get involved in the summit.
Oh,
Steve did offer that as an incentive originally, but I don't think they want to be very high profile quite yet. They're still sort of testing things around.
Hmm. The sort of grumble I made earlier, Peter, about the big systems thing is just that qualifier big. I think that's sort of obfuscating some of the goals or the original intent, at least what I heard last year. I understand it's a good sell buzzword.
I think we should leverage on the buzzworthy nature of things. I mean, especially right after Watson and Siri. This is the year. I mean, the mainstream people would listen because I mean they would. Intrigued by Watson and Siri. And if we play our cards well, we get listened to also.
Well, I understand the PR part of it, but it seems to be distracting from the intent.
Maybe I'm
projecting my own desires here. The ability or the goal of the summit to talk about how to use ontologies and ontological paradigms to support engineering, in particular systems engineering. And, of course, I mean, the end goal is to be able to use those things for big systems and big data and big stuff. But people getting wrapped around the wheel about what big is and blah, 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 blah.
Which is okay. I mean, if you look at John Sowers posting. I mean, he now starts to say, let's stop, play around with toys and pilots and do some serious things, which I guess is where the big comes in.
Well, I mean, it depends what serious means. I don't want to get into those sorts of discussions, but I think Well, actually, we're distracting stuff from OOR. Sorry about that.
Okay.
I sent some comments to you and Leo and Nicola. I can't be at next Thursday's meeting.
I saw that, and I added you to the regrets list.
Edit the wiki page.
Right. Yeah, your name is already under regrets. Okay, what do we want to do something? I mean, I honestly do want to do something if we possibly can. And if so, what can we do? I mean, how can OOR be represented at Ontology Summit 2012? That makes sense. Makes good sense.
Well, if we get to talking about the processes that would be or could be impacted by the use of ontologies and ontological analysis, then necessarily you're going to have to talk about where do you put this work. And that then leads to, we'll have to put it in a repository somewhere. You know, Subversion or CVS isn't going to do the job sufficiently in order to meet the overall process goals of using these things in engineering. So I think if we can have the summit address the engineering aspects of the whole deal, in addition to the thing that's being engineered, then in both cases, you need a place to put the ontologies and their artifacts. So, ta-da! I think that's the opening.
Yeah, man, it totally makes sense. So what it comes down to is, what do we do? Fight for a slot to present, be part of a project, and convince people to put their stuff into OOR or what?
Well, again, it depends if the summit addresses the issues of, the uses of ontologies and ontological analysis explicitly, rather than devolving into crazy discussions about what a big system is and such.
I mean, that's only session number one. I mean, to define big, define system, I mean, that's sort of precursor to the real content discussion. I'm not too worried about it. I mean, it would not go on forever.
Well, then I would wait and see what the tracks are.
I think we already know what the tracks are.
Oh, okay. I'm just going to say the specifics of the tracks.
The who? The what?
The specifics of the tracks.
No, we make them to be, I mean, especially you and I are on the organizing committee, we make them into what we want them to be. So if we want to have a slot for presentation, then we'll fight for a slot for a presentation. If we want something else, then we'll try to create the conditions that allow us to do that. So still coming back to what do we want? Or what do we have resources for? I mean, we can want the whole world, but...
In each of the four categories that Nicola sent out, the four of them are large-scale systems engineering, large-scale engineered systems, the challenge, ontology and big data, and number four, large-scale domain applications. In each of those, if you're going to have ontologies floating around and they're large-scale thingies, and you're going to probably have a lot of them, you're going to have some place to put stuff. So in each one of those tracks, there seems to be an opening to inject OOR. So I guess we could just wait and see what happens and figure out where to stick our foot in or feet in.
Okay, and that makes sense, but then maybe we should appoint or assign one or two people to champion sort of OOR's representation in the summit.
Well, since I plan on being participating in it, I can do that since I know you're overwhelmed with everything else, Peter.
Right, that is great. Also, I don't know if you were on the call already. We know I was mentioning to Mike that Nancy Wiegand, and I guess by association, SOCOP, or at least the SOCOP Interop project, is in there. So one other thing we could do is to assist Nancy or collaborate with Nancy to do whatever she wants to get done and inject OR in there that way. Because, I mean, SoCop is already running a sort of OR instance, so that becomes quite natural.
Yes.
So that could we enlist you, Mike, then? In that respect, I assume you are sort of doing the technical necessities for that group.
Right. So, yeah, I'd be happy to try to synergize things with Nancy. I'm not sure what she has in mind since I just heard about this. But I know Gary had been interested in doing something at Ontology Summit. I think it'll be a good...
But I haven't heard from Gary, and if he wants to do something, unless he's talking to...
Well, Gary's working very closely with Nancy.
Oh, then maybe, yes.
So that's,
working
yeah, I'd
Nancy
see,
then.
There.
All right. Just out of curiosity, Todd, are you still part of SoCop?
No, not. I haven't been that... I haven't been participating in the last 3 years or so.
Okay. Then different question. Are you still a very active part of NCOIC?
Well, I'm still active, yes.
Okay. Can we engage NCOIC? Because if you read through the abstract or the goals and objectives of the summit, net centricity as a word actually is in that abstract.
Yes, I saw that.
Yeah.
I think that will be a challenge. NCOIC changed their business model last year, so they are less focused on producing guidance more than applying it. Right now they have two paying gigs, one with FAA and one with the National Geospatial Imagery, or no, Intelligence, whatever they changed their name to, agency. Well, I know it's NGA, but there's two words in there that...
Oh, it's National Geospatial Intelligence. Yeah.
Intelligence,
yeah.
Okay, yeah. So they're less focused on providing guidance at this point. And in particular, the Semantic Interoperability Framework Working Group has sort of gone dormant since I didn't have time to do that and no one else was there participating.
People like John Yanosi and...
His funding got pulled about 2 years ago, and he did not want to spend his own time. And I think he may have retired by this point.
Okay.
Yeah. I can try finding ways to put it in there, Peter, but I can't think of any offhand right now.
Yeah, to try, because, I mean, if you look at this year as an extension of last year's, we figure out how to make the case, I mean, from within the in-group. Maybe this year is really making the case by engaging the external communities and say, hey, this is what we have. I mean, let's collaborate and do something useful.
Right. Well, again, if the Ontology Summit can make clear the value of using these things in the engineering processes, then necessarily, as I said before, it'd be real easy, you know, to show that OOR is the thing you really have to use.
Mm. Okay, so one more question. Ken.
Yes, sir.
Yeah?
Would you like to get engaged in get sort of participate in getting OR into the summit? Or
Ken, would you like to get a sandwich board and walk around Harvard Square?
OR in the summit.
Yes.
Yeah. I suppose that's all right.
So what? What would you do? I mean, what would you do? We just got Todd will champion OOR. By injecting it into any track where it makes sense, Okay.
So are you asking me to be involved in all these email correspondences that are going on right now?
You haven't seen anything.
Right.
Really?
Yet.
And I appreciate that.
You haven't seen anything yet.
Well, Ken, maybe you want to get involved and push the case for using ontologies and those paradigms in software development as part of the whole engineering chain.
That's something I'd be happy to do. It's just that there's just so many other things that are going on.
Really?
I mean, it's, you know, the whole thing is so open right now to, you know, I mean, big systems include just about everything, right?
I understand. I've tried to argue against the use of that term, but as Peter pointed out, it's a good buzzword. It gets people's attention, and there's people throwing money at that, at those sorts of problems. Right. And there are problems out there that are, you know, from just a physical, simple metric of petabyte scale, or, you know, those memory scales, they're big.
Yeah, I know. I was rather amused that one of the areas that we're focusing on in our hiring efforts in the college is big data. But when you look at the definition of big data, it pretty much includes everything. So focusing on something as totally broad and vague as that seems like an oxymoron.
Yeah, absolutely. But that's exactly why our session number two, I mean, right after the launch session, is making sure, I mean, we properly define what is in scope. I mean, the title allows us to do anything.
Right.
We knew that.
If there's going to be, you know, a sufficient place for software engineering and for the OR, then, yeah, that would be nice to be involved.
Well, if you're going to engineer a large system, well, I guess most systems nowadays have some IT component to them, and it's going to be large scale, and software is going to be involved in there. And, of course, one of the large scale software engineering efforts that comes to my mind that was a really complete fuck-up was the Future Combat System that was so aggressive and so huge, literally, it was doomed to failure from the start.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, that would be a good exercise to see how you should not do things.
Yeah.
So Ken, if we get you a slot to present, can you think of what best to present that would fit somewhere into the agenda? Come to this Thursday's launch. Or even if you can't come, read up on the session page now, which should already give some inkling of where, how this is being approached. And then let us know if we try to get you a slot to present OR, where best.
Presented where?
In the summit, somewhere.
Summit is a multiple month thing. Three months. So exactly where would this presentation be in that 3 month period?
I mean, it depends on what you want to present. So you tell us what you plan to present, and then we'll find the right place to slot you in as a panelist. Todd and I will, I mean, essentially, since we're both on the organizing committee, right?
Yeah.
So I'll put you down for one presentation, of which
okay.
Let us know when, what, later.
All right.
Yeah, he's not asking you to be a champion, Ken.
Right. Not co-organizer, as a presenter.
But I mean, you know, for instance, the relationship between ontologies and UML is,
you know, handled a lot by the ODM.
Try again?
Yeah.
You know, well, I'm not actively involved in that right now, although I was involved in it at the beginning. Somebody from that effort might be a better choice.
Well, they have their RFI app now, or RFP, right?
Yeah, I mean, there's a lot of activity going on in that area. It'd be nice to have someone present about that.
Well, but in any case, Ken, you could give some more general presentation about how these things could help in software development, not necessarily the specifics of UML, which we want to get away from if we can. But
I can certainly give you more of an overview.
Yeah, how could you use an ontology to generate code automatically and just bypass UML crap?
Not ontology, but OOR. How do you use OOR to improve? Yeah, software engineering is one of the key focuses. Anyway.
Yeah,
so.
Well, a big part of modern development efforts is web services.
Mm-hmm.
And web services, to a large extent, are defining data. And the natural way to do that is with an ontology.
So a possibility is...
And so the OR could act, and in fact, people are talking about ontologies for web services, not just me. You know, this is an interesting area for web services in general. And you know, the OR would serve as the repository for the data structures of the web services that would be available. So the OR would be pretty crucial in this.
Ken, do you know this character by the name of Dwayne Nicol? Or does anybody here know Dwayne?
I know I've had contacts with him.
Okay, he's on the organizing committee. He's sort of very active previously in Surf SOA, and he co-chaired or along with like Ken Lasky in the SOA reference model and that group. He's very much a standards guy. He originally participated in OOR, although he's not active now. He's actually his claim to fame or claim to riches is that he developed a repository of some sort, XML repository, that in a company called Yellow Dragons, and that company was bought out by Adobe, which then gave him a job as evangelist at Adobe, and he he is sort of is a sort of cheerleader for first order logic ontologies, having adopted some of the things that Adam Pease, the sumo type work in his basic repertory. So now he's told after I think he has a contract with Adobe after the acquisition to stay there for a while. He got very rich. I mean, with the acquisition, he didn't have to work, but I think he was required to. Now that tenure is over and he's out on his own, he has got more time and he's willing to support us. So he's on the organizing committee of the summit. He's a super programmer. He's really good doing programming, actually. So he codes very well, by himself at least. And so if we can think of anything that actually we need a super programmer for, maybe he can help.
Yeah.
Okay. So I provided the context. So if we can think of something or that we can motivate Dwayne to work on with us, then it would be useful. Yeah, I thought of him because I thought of software engineering and thought of web services and service-oriented architecture.
He has a pretty complete page on the Ontolog person pages or
everything. Okay. I'll put the think of something we can engage Dwayne Nicol. Yeah, he is very attuned to repositories. I mean, he probably know all the repository issues, versioning and stuff like that. I mean, like the back of his hand.
Sounds like a good person to have.
Mm-hmm. And he's got a lot of time on his hands because he doesn't have a job. He doesn't need a job at this point.
Not convenient.
That's a good suggestion.
All right.
Let's say, do we? we're about an hour and 15 minutes in at this point. I don't know if we had anything more to. I assume we're kind of coming to close on the Ontology Summit 2012.
Yes.
Are there any other big things that we wanted to cover today, or should we just wrap up?
Yeah, those are about the big things. But what's next? I mean, we have a few possibilities, but what can we do? Okay. Yeah, that's good. So Todd, you will champion that. Do your championship, whatever that means.
Maggie.
Yeah. To get us in there in a positive way and in a conspicuous way. Fantastic.
Peter?
Yes.
I sent an email to Michael asking him whether he expects the next Tuesday's workshop to proceed as planned. So I copied you and Mike on that.
Uh-huh.
We'll see what he says.
Why are you asking?
No, I'm just letting you know.
Okay, yeah.
It was a question you had earlier. And you had not heard from Michael.
No. But I assume he's. I mean, it's not that I haven't heard from him. I mean, I assume it's okay. We just didn't discuss it because he wasn't at the meeting.
I know.
Yeah,
but
I'm not worried that it's not good. It's going to be a flop or anything.
Okay.
There's no reason to be worried.
All right.
All right.
Anything else for today, or?
No.
Okay. All right. Thank you, everyone.
Well.
Thank you, Michael.
Thank you, Mike.
Ken, Peter.
Oh, bye-bye.
Bye.
Bye. Thank you.